Japanese Internment, performed by Sitlali,
Andy,
Xander,
Musab,
and Julian.
Once upon a time, there was a happy family of Japanese descent. There was a grandfather named Guru who had moved from Japan many years ago with his son, Yukio. Yukio met his wife, Suzuki, in Seattle and fell in love with her and married her. They had one child, a son named Arashi. One day, they heard the news that they were to be sent to an internment camp and could only bring what they could carry.
The agents came armed.
Internment tore our family apart.
A bus will be here in 3 days' time to take you to a camp. Probably Puyallup, based on your whereabouts.
I'm getting quite old, and I'm not sure if I can travel long distances at my age. And it sounds like we'll be walking for a long distance.
I can carry some of your items if you need help.
I have more Japs to talk to. See you in the camps.
Soon the bus came, and the soldiers and agents came to take them away.
Smile for the camera. You'll be in the papers.
The family went on the bus and were silent all the way to the camp.
This is our new home. Not much privacy. I guess we're all supposed to be living in this room.
I want to go home. Please, Mommy. I don't like this place, and it's cold.
We aren't going home for a long time, sweetie. The family would have not known this at the time, but they would never return to their home. The government sold it instead of keeping it for them, until the Japanese internment camps would have been gone. The next day.
I don't want to go. I'm tired.
This is outrageous. We needed to talk to somebody about her leaving this place. We never did anything.
It was at that time that an officer came.
Listen, scum. It is time for work. And school.
Why am I here? What did we do?
You are not going to leave as long as we are fighting you, Japs.
It was at that time that Yukio realized he was not going to be here for weeks, but possibly for years. I don't know what we can do. In the next few days, Goru was ill. When Yukio got up, he found his father coughing.
Get me a doctor.
Goru was rushed to the hospital, but there was not much help for him there.
We have nothing to give him.
Please, something. At least some painkillers.
Sorry, we aren't allowed to give any.
What do you mean by this?
Medical items are reserved for staff. Only.
Grandpa, please don't die on me.
Sorry, but he was old. He would have died sooner or later.
Yukio became despondent after his father's death. We barely even spoke to each other. He was shot by a guard when he tried running to the edge of the camp to escape.
I made it out of the internment camps. When the war ended, I grew up to become a part of the ACLU, an organization that works to keep American civil liberties.